Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 8th of May. Today we get the US Senior Loan Officer's Opinion Survey. This is not normally a market-stopping event, but today's data does have more importance. The volatility of the banking sector itself does not seem to be systemic, but it might produce a system-wide response with regard to lending by the banks. While the Senior Loan Officers is a survey, it is a survey by the Federal Reserve as regulator. And so the responses are a lot more likely to be filled in by people who know what they're doing and who have a powerful incentive to answer objectively rather than just putting down whatever they feel. The position is relatively simple. Recent US consumer spending has been dependent on credit and reduced savings by consumers. The use of credit has been especially important for lower-income consumers. Banks were already starting to tighten lending standards before the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. In the wake of recent volatility, banks may wish to rein in new credit creation. It does seem less likely that existing credit limits to consumers will be cut, however. Any more aggressive tightening of lending standards would therefore, with a lag, further slow consumer spending. Middle-income consumers have savings to fall back on, but lower-income consumers do not, so this would further divide an already divided economy. Meanwhile, in Europe, media reports that the EU is preparing sanctions against several companies from China over the sale of equipment to Russia. This is something new. Hitherto, the EU has not sanctioned companies from China at all, although the United States has. It's likely to create tensions between the EU and China, and on balance, any sanctions will likely be considered more significant than photo ops with French President Macron. Elsewhere, there are lots of policymakers making lots of noise. The debt ceiling farce continues in the United States, with US Treasury Secretary Yellen talking about a constitutional crisis and potentially using the Constitution to overrule Congress. In Europe, ECB policymakers are continuing to talk about the pace of rate hikes. There is a noticeable lack of explanation as to what more rate hikes will achieve in the face of profit-led inflation. Hikes will slow domestic demand, although in a rather uneven manner, and it seems a rather brutal way of going about trying to get profit margins back to more normal levels. This is particularly so when one considers that profit-led inflation is focused towards the end of supply chains. ECB Chief Economist Lane will be speaking today. That's all for today. Have a good day.